Next week, students across Massachusetts will walk out of class to protest gun violence after the Florida school shooting. It's part of the nationwide school walkout called Enough. As it's mainly high school students spearheading this protest, we wanted to hear from them. So we invited three students to come to our studios to talk about their movement, their concerns about guns, what they hope to influence, and what they hope to achieve.
I'm Seneca Hart. I'm an 18-year-old senior from Belmont High School.
I'm Dan Gessen. I'm a 17-year-old senior from Falmouth High School.
I'm Emily Weinberg. I'm a 16-year-old sophomore from Lexington High School.
Let me start by asking, what made each of you decide to organize this walkout? Daniel.
After the Parkland shooting, we had the same sense of hopelessness that comes after these shootings that seem to be occurring more and more often, almost every month now. But this time did feel different when the Parkland students started organizing. They started getting their message out and keeping the issue on the front page. So I think the main purpose of a walkout, the main purpose of the rally on March 24th, the nationwide rally, is to take ownership of the conversation being had in the country.
Seneca.
So for Belmont High School, we are trying to show that we know what's going on and that we are demanding more than just thoughts and prayers. We want common sense gun reform so that we can feel safe in our school, so that lockdown drills aren't terrifying. You know, every little bit counts, and maybe, you know, that's going to reach someone in Congress.
Emily.
Yeah, it's kind of like the little, like the saying that one penny doesn't seem like a lot, but then when you have a whole bunch of them together, you could be like a billionaire. I mean, you might not think that you're making that much of an impact, but in a way that you are part of this huge movement and you're not alone.
After the shooting in Parkland, Florida, there were a lot of ideas thrown around as to why the gunman was able to get into the school and kill those kids and those adults. Some blamed the FBI's failure to investigate tips about the gunman. Same thrown at the local police down there. President Trump also blamed mental illness in his first speech after the shooting. Here's a piece of that.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
Dan, let me ask you, what do you think about that? Is mental health the first issue that needs to be tackled?
We definitely need to work on mental health. But I don't think we can be distracted by this straw man of mental illness being the sole reason for this happening. There's mental illness around the world, but we're the only country that's seriously affected by this scourge of gun violence. And I think we really need to understand what other factors play into it, mainly the accessibility of guns.
I agree completely with you. I myself have depression, and I mean, it's not like I'm going to go into a school and shoot a bunch of kids just because I'm sad. And we're trying to work on mental health at our school. I know that that's something, but it's not the only reason for this gun violence. And we can't blame gun violence on mental health because it's not just that, and that's not fair.
People who are mentally ill, that does not mean that they are violent. That doesn't mean that they're dangerous. And it could be argued that the thing that, you know, makes people who maybe are a little bit more unstable very dangerous is access to weapons of war.
Can I ask the three of you, do you support the Second Amendment, or is it time for the Second Amendment to be rewritten or be tossed out in the wake of all this?
I think the Constitution is pretty rigid, and we have to understand that that's what keeps our country together. But I think there needs to be a correct interpretation. For instance, an individual can't get a tank or a grenade to use for himself, even though that is an arm, and the Second Amendment protects arms, because we as a society understand that individuals shouldn't be allowed access to weapons of war.
Yeah, the Second Amendment isn't just the right to bear arms. It's the well-regulated militia, which I think pretty clearly states that the government or some governing body has the right to regulate gun ownership in America. But the current interpretation of the Second Amendment just seems very flawed to me.
Are you optimistic that things will change?
I think so. I think nothing's ever guaranteed, But I think people are sick of the way things are done. I don't think you see any support, and we're falling into the cynicism. But I think young people will refuse to accept cynicism as the way things will be.
Well, on that subject of young people leading political change, there's been a lot of talk about that. So let's play a soundbite of a very famous speech from Parkland, Florida student Emma Gonzalez. Here it is.
Companies trying to make caricatures of the teenagers nowadays, saying that all we are is self-involved and trend-obsessed, and they hush us into submissions when our message doesn't reach the ears of the nation. We are prepared to call BS. That us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call BS!
What do you folks want people to know about this generation, your generation, that they may not fully understand in the wake of all this? Emily?
Yes. So I hope that the people that label us as the generation that never looks up from our phone sees that that's not all what we're doing. We're not just like gossiping and scrolling through Instagram. We are realizing and we're reading the news and we are keeping educated, and we know that all the people that are standing behind us right now want us to get our voices out.
How has this experience of the last month changed you?
I have more trust in my generation to know what's going on than before. People I never would have guessed would be up to date on current news stories have been coming up to me and asking about our walkout.
Dan?
Well, I think it's definitely been encouraging over the last couple of weeks. We've seen that when an issue actually concerns the students, when the students feel connected to the fight that's being fought, they're anything but apathetic.
And Emily?
I think that this has changed me in the way that I used to not really be able to have a conversation with somebody and kind of like try to find the kernel of truth in what they're saying. But I just can see that everybody is finding the one, or like one of the truths, which is that something needs to change.
Well, first of all, let me say it's been great having you in the studio. You're all incredibly impressive. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.